Should we change how we measure things? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Stace, associate professor of physics at the University of Queensland, explains why the definition of some standard units could use updating.
How do people agree on how much they are talking about? Historically, things were measured by convenient but variable references, including fingers, hands, and feet. But these handy rules of thumb are naturally variable. This problem predates the 800-year-old Magna Carta, which instituted standardised units of volume, length, and weight throughout England. Standard units were originally defined by a reference artefact. For instance, a platinum mass in Paris defines the kilogram, with derivative copies distributed around the world. There are problems with this archaic system. Artefacts are difficult to transport, and they slowly change over time. Currently, the unit for temperature, called the Kelvin, is defined by the freezing point of Vienna standard mean ocean water. Peculiar stuff, seeing as Vienna is the capital of landlocked Austria. So scientists have been working to redefine our system of units, including the Kelvin, in terms of universal quantities such as the speed of light or certain atomic frequencies. My colleagues and I are working towards the new Kelvin definition by doing Doppler thermal spectroscopy of an atomic gas. An example of the Doppler effect is the audible change in frequency of a passing siren. Atoms in a gas zip around, and the higher the temperature, the larger their typical velocity. Using accurate lasers, we measure the Doppler shift of an atomic spectrum to determine the atomic velocities and thus the temperature of the gas. Importantly, there are no unknown calibration factors in our technique. We rely only on universal constants like the atomic mass and the speed of light. Furthermore, our approach works from below freezing to the interior of furnaces. One of the challenges we faced is that the laser light used to probe the atoms also changes their internal state. Fortunately, we're able to account for these small but significant changes using quantum theory. Strengthening our system of units is important. It is the foundation on which science and technology are built.
That was Thomas Stace of the University of Queensland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.